All right, in other news, unrelated, local news here in Iowa that is probably local to a lot of parts of the country right now. The climate-enhanced cycle of drought and flooding. We've been in a drought here for a bunch of years now. It kind of started getting better last year, and we had a pretty much a normal rainfall. And we've seen, there were times in the last few years where you could walk across and barely get your knees wet. You probably even not get your knees wet walking across the two rivers that join in Des Moines, the Raccoon and the Des Moines River. And those are a big part of our water source here. And, you know, when they're shallow enough that you can walk across them, you know you got a problem, right? Right now they're not. They're certainly not bank full, but you can, well, if you try to cross them now, you'd probably drown. There's enough of a current. But, you know, nonetheless, despite the fact that it seems to be enough water in there, the local water authority has asked customers to voluntarily reduce their lawn watering by 25%. And I'm guessing that a request for a voluntary reduction of that little is going to go absolutely nowhere. so, you know, we'll see where that goes. But the bottom line is, you know, it isn't just a matter of do we have enough water to meet the typical demand, because the demand continues to grow. And this is the case in a lot of parts of the U.S. You've got more housing. You've got, and housing again, you know, residential properties use a lot less than many industrial commercial properties, or in some parts of the country, agricultural efforts. But the big energy hog out here and water hog are these new data centers. Again, bringing us back to the conversation about AI. Data centers popping up all over the place here on the prairie. And using incredible amounts of water. So I guess the request from the waterworks to have people water their lawns less. I don't know whether they're asking data centers to use 25% less water. They should be. Again, that's where a lot of the increases happened. Now, that said, again, we've got this drought flood cycle, right? Right now, we were in a drought. Now we're kind of normal, but, you know, maybe I'm the only one predicting this, but back in March, I predicted that we're going to have flooding this year in Iowa, and I'm sticking with that. We don't have it yet, even though the waterworks, again, is now calling for, you know, reducing water usage. I think we're going to see another flood. And again, flooding is not just a problem here. It's a problem everywhere. And here it's because of more intense rainfall. On the coast, it's, you know, it could be more rainfall on the coast. Certainly, when you, these hurricanes slow down and they dump incredible amounts of rain, as we saw in the Carolinas last year, they have a horrible impact. But it's not just that. It's rising sea levels, and this was news to me, it's sinking land. I didn't know about that. But apparently, according to a story in the USA Today, there's a slow-moving crisis of sinking land and rising water playing out along America's coastline. In the past 100 years, sea levels have climbed about a foot or more in some cities. 11 inches in New York and Boston, 12 inches in Charleston, South Carolina, 16 inches in Atlantic City, New Jersey. Now maybe that'll take out Trump's casino. 18 inches in Norfolk, Virginia, and 25 inches in Galveston, Texas. That's according to the to NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. So think of how big of a change that is, folks. Between 1 and 2 feet, the sea is higher by 1 or 2 feet than it used to be not that long ago. Things were built along the water, you know, houses, businesses, wharfs, all that infrastructure, ports. They were built for a sea level that is 1 to 2 feet lower than it is today. That is significant. And the problem is confounded because land is sinking. I did not know this. So, yeah, why is the land sinking? Well, a lot of it has to do with water consumption. Back to that, okay? You take all that water out of the earth, the ground sinks. And we are using up a lot more water. Again, it's a limited resource. We tend to regard water as an unlimited, you know, substance. It's not. Sure, it gets replenished, but a lot of the sources of water, aquifers and other underground supplies are being drained and not being replenished. And again, nowhere is this more evident than in the western part of the U.S., but in places along the coast where sea level rise is already having an impact, the addition of land sinking is making the problem even worse. So where's the fastest sinking city in the U.S.? Well, I probably wouldn't have guessed this, but it's Houston, Texas. More than 40% of its area has dropped more than a fifth of an inch per year. And 12% is sinking at twice that rate. So a fifth of an inch is not much, right? But every 5 years, that's a whole inch. Every decade is 2 inches. This adds up. Again, the infrastructure is not built to accommodate sinking land along with rising sea levels. So Jennifer Walker, she's an assistant professor at Rowan University. She's quoted in the USA Today story saying, quote, "We're taking excess groundwater out of the ground and lowering the groundwater table." You know, add to that soil compaction and the risks of flooding are increasing significantly. So, again, I don't know how many more wake-up calls we need on climate change. Maybe you saw the story about the glacier that collapsed. I think that was in Switzerland. And there's astounding video footage of this glacier just crashing down the mountains. And I believe, I don't have this story in front of me. I saw it in passing, but my recollection is it totally wiped out a village. But because the Swiss have not eviscerated their support for their weather services, take note, NASA, because they still have that, they were able to see this coming and vacate the village. I need to look that up to make sure I have that correct. But bottom line is, folks, climate is just, it's out of control, and we need to act as quickly as possible to address it and address it in the strongest possible terms. I will say one thing about climate change. As you well know, we are well aware that the carbon dioxide pipeline proposal is not a climate solution. In fact, it's going to be worsening the climate problem because the CO2 will all likely to be used for further oil extraction. But that's taking a hit. We'll see where it goes. Right now in Iowa, the CO2 pipeline bill, the bill limiting the use of eminent domain that would, again, prevent it from being used for that purpose, is on the governor's desk. And I've been predicting all along that the governor is going to veto it because at this point, she has nothing to lose. She's getting out. And she doesn't want to offend her biggest supporter. And she can take the hit now. And the Republicans who supported it try to find a way to finesse that.